That's right, Jim. I don't know if you remember back in 1973 when Marcello Hazan's book, The Classic Italian Cookbook, first came out. Everybody was making bolognese sauce. I think I must have made quarts and quarts of it myself.
You know, that's interesting that you bring that up, because when you think about it, you're exactly right, which means that Marcello's book was equally as important to Americans cooking Italian food as Julia Child's book was for us to cook French food.
Yeah, I mean, when you really think about it, that's true. And Victor and Marcello's son, Giuliano Hazan, continues this tradition. He's incredibly passionate about teaching. In fact, he even got the International Association of Culinary Professionals Teacher of the Year Award. I had a chance to sit down and talk to Giuliano Hazan, and we talked a lot about pasta. But first, I really wanted to know how his career really got started.
Food was always a very important part of our home, and the part of the day when we sat down to eat was very important. So I grew up with an appreciation for good food.
Why did you decide to follow in their footsteps?
You know, I really started cooking when I left home because mostly I was hungry. I missed the food that I'd been used to growing up. And I didn't think I was going to go into the food business. I really wanted to be an actor or a director. So I went to a professional theater school. But after finishing that, I fairly quickly realized that it wasn't going to pay the bills. So I had been learning from my mother about teaching cooking because I'd been helping out at her cooking school in Italy, in Bologna, ever since I was 17 years old. And so I'd been growing up with that. And so I started doing some classes on my own, and I found I really enjoyed teaching. And it sort of one thing led to another, and it became all-encompassing and what I ended up doing.
But don't you think food is theater in its own way?
I like to say that I'm still performing in a way, because certainly when I do a cooking class, it's a performance. But it's true that also preparing food and giving it to somebody is entertaining them and doing a kind of performance of your own. You know, cooks are artists as well.
Now, there's a lot of stories about how pasta began. What's your favorite story about its origins?
My favorite legend talks about a magician who lived in Naples in 1220, and he was creating things in his attic, and the only time that he came out was to buy herbs and tomatoes, which was kind of a neat trick because everybody else had to wait 400 years for them. And then he made a dough, but unfortunately somebody spied and watched what he did, and it happened to be the wife of the cook at the king's court, and she went to the king and told him all about it and made it for him, and the king rewarded her handsomely, and poor Kiko never got the credit for it.
How sad.
But it's a fun story.
After a break, Larry Roebling challenges Giuliano Hazan to make a 30-minute meal out of a few staple ingredients. I'm Jim Coleman, and this is Chef's Table. Welcome back to Chef's Table. I'm Jim Coleman. Let's return to Larry Roebling's conversation with Giuliano Hazan. His parents' work brought as much attention to Italian cuisine as Julia Child did to French cookery. Now he continues their teaching legacy and offers 100 quick and easy recipes for 30-minute pasta.
When your mom wrote the Classic Italian Cookbook, she was a real taskmaster, most famously for her bolognese sauce. Now, that is not 30-minute cooking. So how did you go from that in your background to 30-minute pasta?
Well, I don't think that 30-minute cooking is the only thing I do. But my first book was all on pasta. That came out in 1993. And I realized that a lot of the pasta dishes that we do at home, I pretty much made in the time it took to boil the water and cook the pasta. And so I thought that would be kind of a nice angle for this book, to write a book on all pasta dishes that you can make quickly. And since you mentioned the bolognese sauce, I did write a recipe for what I call a quick and simple meat sauce instead. And it's kind of a simplified version of that. And it's also simpler in flavors. You know, a bolognese sauce is very rich and complex in flavors. And this instead is a simpler, more direct, let's say fresher, quicker flavor.
So what are the secrets of making this so quickly?
Well, what I did was I only used some onions. I didn't use the carrots and celery. There's no wine that takes time to cook off. And I used fresh tomatoes instead of canned tomatoes. And when you use canned tomatoes, you need to cook them longer so that the flavor becomes very concentrated and rich, and it cooks away that acidity that sometimes canned tomatoes have. Whereas with fresh tomatoes, you always cook them quickly. And then the pot is different. You know, the bolognese sauce is made in a sauce pot, whereas this sauce I make in a skillet so that, again, it cooks faster.
So the bigger cooking surface then is...
You have more surface area, you know, for evaporation and reduction and concentration.
So sometimes it's not necessarily the recipe itself. It's how we...
What
kind of pan we use and technique.
Yes, it is. It's how you approach cooking it that can make it faster or slower.
When do I know when to use canned tomatoes and when to use fresh?
Well, let's say that if you have your wonderful summer Jersey tomatoes in season, then definitely I would say any recipe that calls for tomatoes, use fresh tomatoes. But otherwise, I would use a canned tomato when I want that more concentrated, intense tomato flavor, and it's for a sauce that's going to cook slowly and for a longer period of time.
Okay, let's play a little game, Giuliano.
Okay.
I'm tired. I'm coming home from work. And there's hardly anything in the refrigerator. I have a scrap of locatelli cheese, some scallions that need to be used, some ground beef in the freezer, canned tomatoes, anchovies, a fresh lemon. That's it. Oh, and I do have a porcini bouillon cube, which is like sort of my secret salvation sometimes. Is there anything I could cobble together with that?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, you're making me feel like the Iron Chef. But Okay, so, well, the first thing I would do is get that frozen meat out and put it in a bowl of water to, you know, start thawing it out. Of course, I'm not exactly sure how much time you have, but so if you have enough time to use the meat...
I have a microwave. I'll defrost it.
Okay, we'll defrost it in the microwave. That's all right. You had some scallions, right? You don't have any onions?
No.
Okay. You must have some olive oil, right?
Oh, absolutely.
How would you not have olive oil? Okay, so let's chop up the scallions and saute them with the olive oil. Put your thawed ground meat in, and then, you know, you have that porcini cube, so it'd be a pity not to use it because it has such a nice flavor. So after you put the meat in and it's lost its raw color, I would put some of those canned tomatoes together with the porcini cube. And that'll infuse them with that nice porcini flavor. And it's canned tomatoes, so I'd probably want to cook them, you know, for about 40 minutes. And I think that in the end, you know, once the pasta is cooked, you toss it all together and you grate a little bit of that pecorino cheese that you had, and you'd have a great dish. Once I get home, I'm going to try this. I'm going to call you and let you know how it came out.
Well, Giuliano, my dinner's halfway made tonight. Thank you so much. I'm Larry Roebling, and I've been speaking with Giuliano Hazan. He's written 30-Minute Pasta, 100 Quick and Easy Recipes. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.